All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off page Tav Yud Tes. So we left off in the middle of the Maisa of the Talmud of Rabbi Nosson, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Nachman. So Talmud of Rabbi Nosson was saying, you know, I wish it's chaval that I never had the opportunity to meet Rabbi Nachman. I wish I would have known Rabbi Nachman. To which Rabbi Nosson responds, and tell me, who do you think really knew Rabbi Nachman? Who do you think? Yosef Fronik? So we're again, so then we got into the episode of Yosef Fronik, who was the ferryman who used to often take the Rebbe from across the river to the city of Breslov. And he used to say, oh, I know Rabbi Nachman very well. Right? We spend a lot of time together. He's always on my ferry. I know him very well. And writes Rabbi Nosson, or said Rabbi Nosson, do you think this individual actually knew Rabbi Nachman? He didn't know Rabbi Nachman. This is the Mechaber's point. Why didn't? Because Rabbi Nosson says to his student, you know Rabbi Nachman. How do you know Rabbi Nachman? Because you learn his Torah. And by learning his Torah, you understand the individual. The point that the Mechaber is trying to make, he looks, if you take a look at the second to last paragraph on Tav Yud Tes, Rabbi Nosson bikesh lahadgish letamido, shein bikir vazuklum. Sometimes you can have proximity to a person or to a thing, but it doesn't mean you understand it. Ve'in ikar hakaras rabbeinu b'riyaso greida. An understanding of who Rabbi Nachman was is not simply based on seeing him. Ala ikar hakirva hikafi yidiaso estas rabbeinu ba'omek v'kiyum etzosov. But rather, again, an understanding or knowing Rabbi Nachman was ultimately, again, through understanding his ideas and following his etzos. Therefore, explained Rabbi Nosson to this Talmud. So you understand, even though you never actually met Rabbi Nachman, by learning his Torah, following his ideas, it's as if you know him better than anyone else. Ki oso ba ma'abores, amnam ra'as Rabbeinu. This ferryman, it's true, he saw Rabbi Nachman, the gam nagabo, and he probably gave him a shalom aleichem. And he was close to him in a geographic, in a physical proximity fashion. But in reality, he was as far from Rabbi Nachman as from east to west. Why? Because ultimately, again, he did not recognize who was standing next to him. In other words, that at the end of the day, you could be next to someone or next to something, but lav davka that you understand it. Ki rak mi shemakir es harebi, pesh tafchav, beruchnius, klomar es daito akdosha, es hasagosa ves mifalav, es kochosa ves esosav, rak hu makir oso be'emes. So in this case over here, only one ultimately, again, who understands the Rebbe's ideas, the Rebbe's mindset, the Rebbe's actions, the Rebbe's kochos and his etzos, only he understands him in reality. So here's the point for us. The same is true when it comes to closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And remember again, this goes back to the fundamental question that the Mechaber was grappling with, which is, why are we born? Why do we come? Why do our neshamas come to this world? Meaning, if at the end of the day, in Olam Haba, we are, or in the Olam HaEmes, we are so much closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and life is all about achieving this level of closeness, so it seems almost dramatic, I don't know what the right word is, ironic, or maybe even a little bit cruel, that here I go ahead and I have this closeness, I come down to this world where I strive to find this closeness. But it's an ongoing struggle. It's a daily, it's a moment-to-moment struggle to find this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why not just stay in Shamayim? So the Mechaber posits, he says, HaNeshama Shehaisa Rak Mis'aneges Mi'or Hashem Beli Lahakir Oso Yisbarach Dome La'oso Ba'al Ma'abores Shayim Mis'parashu Roa Es HaRabi Aval Lo Yada Klal Mihu. Well, this is such a profound idea. So the Mechaber says, the Neshama in Shamayim is like Yosef Fronik. That's what it's like. It's like Yosef Fronik. It's like the ferryman. What does that mean? So the Neshama in Shamayim is privileged to have incredible proximity, to have incredible closeness. The Neshama is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the neshama doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like Yosef Ronik has all of this time with the Rebbe, he's in proximity to the Rebbe, he's close to the Rebbe, but at the end of the day, he doesn't understand who the Rebbe is. The neshama in Shamayim has incredible closeness, geographic proximity, incredible closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But ultimately, again, doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, he says, Kimo Shakasov, Ki Iker Hiskarvos Hi Adas. Because the way to ultimately again come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through understanding the Ribono Shel Olam. Kimo Shakasov, Ayidei HaYidia Nichlalim Bo Yisbarach. V'chir Amar HaChacham, Ilu Yidativ HaYisiv. Ki HaNeshama Amnam Haysa Mechuberes LaShem Yisbarach. Av Haysa Rechoka Mimenu. Mechavon Shalohi Kira Oso Yisbarach. I will say to me, this is such a profound idea. The Mechaber says that it's only in this world that the neshama could understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama in the celestial abode, in the celestial seer, is like the ferryman with Rabbi Nachman. So the ferryman ultimately again has geographic proximity. He's close, but he totally does not understand who the Rebbe is. The neshama in Shamayim is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but cannot understand who the Ribono Shel Olam is. Aval achar ishe nishlecha ha-neshama li olam hazeh. But once the neshama is sent to this world, sheba adam tzarech es ezraso ha-temidis shalaborei, b'chol ha-ma'avarim uvenis yonas harabim. But after the neshama is sent to this world, and in this world, a person requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant and consistent assistance in all the different challenges. Sha'over ma'alav b'meshech yimei chayav u'b'chol rego rego. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment, every single moment, every single nisayon. Atahi yichola be'emes lizkari ve'labore. Then I can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Da'ayne lahakir oso v'la'das also. So we'll say this to me is such a incredibly profound idea, because the Mechaber is explaining that essentially the way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to truly come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll say, who could truly understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the answer is, we make strides in understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we see the way that He runs His world, when we see the way that He guides our lives, when we understand ultimately again, and now this is the tie into Emuna. Remember again, because Emuna is all about recognizing the Hashkachas HaBorei in every single thing of my life. Everything that happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens is for the good. Everything that happens is somehow in order to enable me, to allow me to actualize some element of my shlichus. When I live life like that, I understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I begin to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when I begin to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where there is closeness. The neshama doesn't have the ability to reach this level of understanding in the Olam HaEmes, because again, this understanding comes through life. Through the trials, tribulations, through the difficulties, through the good times, through the bad times, all these different things, these develop an understanding. Those things don't occur in the Olam HaEmes, they only occur here. Therefore, it is only in this world that the neshama has the ability to truly understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So as I see, you understand the great irony of ironies, that sometimes to understand something, you have to go, the truth is, it's not such an irony. Sometimes when you're standing right directly opposite something, you can't see it in its totality. You need to sometimes take a number of steps back in order to be able to see something in its full totality. When the neshama is right by the Kisei HaKavod, it's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it can't see or understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it has to go light years away, to this world, in order to be able, through the mechanism of Emuna, to develop appreciation, understanding of the Ribono Shel Olam. All right, Tavos, to stop over here for today. We'll pick up middle of Sof Chaf Amir Tashem tomorrow. So that's a different idea with the role of the Rebbe. In Chassidus, the role of the Rebbe is the Rebbe has the ability to pull you up. He has the ability to lift you up by proximity. Correct. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mirror the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There, it's about literally seeing a tzaddik. And we see this concept. there's a concept there, dafka, of proximity, which is different. It doesn't have to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, I would think it's not supposed to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
No, but I mean, the driver of the boat who was close to him.
There it was different. There.